Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. There isn't another one out there, folks. I'm the only one. If you see anybody else out there acting like they are, then you need to let them know that they're not, or let me know that somebody is, and I'll let them know that they're not. And the reason I'm dwelling on that a little bit is because of the conversation we're having with our new friend Dan Smith. By the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I own that URL and have for over 15 years, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I have I've trademarked Small Business Advocate. And that's a very important point, and you haven't really heard me say that before, folks, but it's apropos to my conversation with Dan Smith right now. Dan, thanks again for hanging out with us. Dan is the founder and the CEO of Smith Publicity. Give us your website, Dan.
It's smithpublicity.com.
All right, so check it out. The story you told us in the previous segment was about how somebody basically lifted a whole chunks of your of the copy and everything of your website, tried to make it their own, tried to create a competitive organization to yours, right?
Exactly.
And basically lied about his credentials and stole a bunch of your stuff to launch in months something it took you a decade and a half to build. And so you've contacted the guy, some changes have been made, more still need to be made, but I really appreciate the fact that you're coming on my show to share your story, because this is opening up a lot of folks' eyes, isn't it?
I believe it is. I hope it is, because I'm one of the reasons I'm getting on shows such as yours is to try to help other people.
What have you learned, and what would you recommend to other people do?
Well, a couple of things. One thing I wanted to mention back in the first segment we were talking about is it was particularly amazing what he did was he used testimonials from our clients, the actual verbatim word for word testimonials, and then attributed them to fake books and fake authors that he actually made up.
So wow.
It was wow. Amazing. But and
this guy can become a serial killer.
I
mean, with that kind of lack of morals, I mean, this guy could do anything.
It was
he's
creepy.
Dangerous.
It was creepy. And
time out. Maybe I said he. I probably shouldn't say that. Who knows? I mean, maybe I guess it's a guy, right?
I know his name and I've seen his picture, but I don't know that he actually exists.
It might be a woman for all we know.
Exactly. And
I'm an equal opportunity guy here, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
Exactly. And so it directly impacts small businesses, obviously.
Yeah.
And an example actually surfaced this past week that other small business owners can understand the impact of something like this, because it had a direct effect on me. An author, a very short story of it, is an author contacted us. And actually, I'm looking at his email, and he said, "This is embarrassing. I'm an author who got scammed for $2,000 by this agency that this guy we're talking about."
Wow!
And he says, he said the agency which stole your website copy, which was obviously very good because it sucked me in for promoting.
Wow!
For promoting his own fake agency. So what this guy he got ripped off for $2,000 by this guy, who took my material and my credentials, that's an example where
real damage. That wasn't just some infringement that may not have hurt anybody. He really preyed on people and stole money from them, basically.
Right. It not only there's so many authors out there, as you know, who are susceptible and sometimes
they don't really know anything about the industry.
Right. So. And they could be taken advantage of, and this poor guy did. And it's also an example where it directly impacted me, because this guy was drawn in by the credentials and the copy and the programs of my agency to give this guy money. So, and then this author learned about it because it was on Writers Beware. There's a lot of information about this scam.
So what do you, all right, so number one, you and I both agree, folks, get Google alerts, check on social media, make sure that you know that if your name's being used out there, it's somebody talking about you, or is you talking about yourself, not somebody stealing your stuff, number one. Number two, what do you have to say to people who might be looking for services like yours or anything else? How do we make sure that we're not talking to the wrong people?
Well, it's because of the age we're in with the internet, it's so tricky now. If somebody's looking for, you know, a book marketing service or any kind of service, and much of the time people will go to the internet, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the internet has been called like the wild, wild west. Like anything goes, and you cannot believe everything you see.
Right.
So if you're looking for a service, such as what happened in my case, and people went to this site and it looks good, it sounds good, and all of it was fake. Yeah. All of it was a scam from top to bottom. So you've got to do your due diligence and really ask, some basic things. Ask for references.
Right.
Ask for people that you've worked with before.
Exactly. Yeah, and folks, just eventually you like Dan and me, you'll get to the point where you've got an antenna that runs up when it doesn't look right. SmithPublicity.com, is that right, Dan?
Yes, that is good.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for telling your story today.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work there at Smith Publicity. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.